day. It's a getting closer.
Hey, there it is.
Going faster than a roller coaster.
Good morning, 10:45. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Hammer's in the studio. All right, Hammer, I got a question for you. I asked Rob this earlier. Weekend plans. So you got the Pacers tonight. Tickets start at $11.
It's the cheapest tickets in the NBA.
Weird Al is playing in Nashville, Indiana.
Done.
$100 tickets.
Yeah, done. I'm there.
Monster Jam at Lucas Oil tomorrow and Sunday, $15
tickets. You take my kids all the time when they were younger. They used to have the little Monster Jam trucks and cars, and it's fun. It is.
I think that that may be the one, the Monster Jam, because that's like a show. Have you ever been?
I have been, yeah. I just used to take my kids all the time, and I've been to Weird Al, too, and I saw him up at Ball State, and again, show. It's costume changes. Yeah. It's imagery. It's a full band.
You got to pick Weird Al. I already told you this. It's not even close.
Because you have other Pacer games to go to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a long season. They're not quite at the All-Star break yet.
Yeah.
So, Pacers are entertaining. It was a fun game last night. Halliburton's back. But of these options right now, the other two you mentioned are only coming here once a year.
Yeah.
So I think that weighs into the decision making.
Yeah.
But I love the Pacers, though. You know me, I go all the time.
Here is the only beef I had with Weird Al is I felt like, and this was years ago, I was in college. I saw him at, I don't know, maybe it was the Marat. Maybe, no, Marat doesn't have a second floor, does it? The Clues, maybe it was Clues. I don't know. Does Marat have
Marat
his balcony?
Has the Egyptian room.
Maybe that's where it was. I think that was it. Yeah, I think that was it. He did a bunch of the famous songs like in a medley. And I felt like I kind of got ripped off that I didn't get a full, I think it was like Eat It was not in the full version. Yes. He had some new album that was out.
Well,
I
that's
think was,
disappointing.
Yeah, that was my only beef, but Hammer's right, though. That's the most
I got classic
thing.
Weird Al. I got all the hits, you know, the costume changes, and I was really impressed. I didn't expect it to be like, you know, Lady Gaga changing costumes every song.
And he's actually a great musician. That's the thing about Weird Al.
You said that you don't think that musicians should be changing costumes when they're in concert.
Well, Weird Al is a parody act. I'm not going for some deep inner meaning. Or Weird Al, Eat It is not one of my favorite songs. You know?
You're going to be entertained. Have some fun.
Look, when Rod Stewart does Downtown Train or Handbags and Glad Rags, it did take away a little of the sentimentality based on the fact that every third song he's coming out in a different sequence suit. You know, but Weird Al, I kind of expect him to be in the fat suit when he does Fat.
Yeah, okay. When he does Eat It, sure.
But that's a great lineup of stuff that's happening around the area.
Yeah.
That's solid.
I just like to point out that there's something else that happens at Lucas Oil Stadium besides the Colts.
This weekend?
Well,
you're saying that. Okay, okay, I see what you're saying.
And usually when the FFA kids come here, they have like a big, massive, like country artist concert at Lucas Oil Stadium as well. Like in the past, it's been like Alan Jackson, I think Garth Brooks did one year, and it's like invite only for the FFA kids and their families.
All right, you've got something for us today.
Man, let's have some fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. It's Friday, Beer Sample Friday, and I want to give the people what they want. We do a little segment on our show in the afternoons called Sing Along With Me.
Yeah, that's great.
Because, Kevin, I know you're an accomplished musician, but I think we'll all agree I've got the voice of an angel.
Yeah, true.
So here's how it's going to work. I am going to start singing a popular song, singing over the top of it. When I stop, and we're going to go around the horn here, it will be your jobs to get the next line of that song.
Okay, sure.
All right, so Casey, we're going to start with you first.
Of course.
Okay?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Mm-hmm. Kevin, hit me.
Tonight,
listen,
honey, just like Roddy said.
Casey!
Be my little baby.
Yeah!
Woo! Be my little baby.
There we go. Now we're cooking.
Woo!
All right. One for one. Let's see if Kevin, again, the only accomplished musician in this room, can get this next one.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over.
I just want to
lose your love tonight.
Yeah!
I'm not a big 80s guy, but I at least kind of do the hook.
I've just bought my concert tickets for Uno Gold.
Yeah, and that was also not my best performance. So kind of put on the spot, but
it's a win. It's a win.
Good enough.
2 for 2, and now the pressure comes
I'll
down to
I'll probably get some
Rob.
Deep cut from Rat or something.
I hope so. You're a fan of deep cuts.
All right. Let's see if Rob Kendall can make this 3 for 3.
Because I'm long, and I'm strong, and I'm down to get friction on. So, ladies, yeah, ladies, yeah, you want to roll my Mercedes? Yeah. Turn around, stick it out. Even Casey's got the shout.
My Anaconda.
Oh, come on!
None unless you got...
God bless America!
That's a terrible song to have to sing
baby
along with.
Baby Got Back!
It's Baby Got Back! How do you not know that?
I was not done! My Anaconda.
That wasn't the next line, though. Oh. The rules were clearly stated. The next line of the song.
I was singing the song. That's the famous line. My Anaconda don't want
it's a line
none
in
unless
the song.
You got buns, hon.
But that's
baby
not the next
back.
Part of the song. You're such a disappointment to everyone. God, I hate you. I hate your face. I hate your family. I hate everything about you.
You're mad at me.
Except for your dad, because I love your dad.
I was having fun singing the song.
You did great, Rob.
Oh, stop justifying this. You're part of the problem. Yeah. You're an enabler. You know who you are? You're the parents at the end of Step Brothers. That's who you are right now.
You're mad at me because I was having some fun singing what everybody recognizes as the main part of the... That is
no,
the one.
People recognize the name of the damn song, which was the next
to.
Line. But that wasn't next.
How you doing, Kevin? You good?
How's the participation trophy treating you, Rob?
Why must I always be a failure to you? For 20 years now.
Well, stop failing and maybe you won't be a failure anymore.
I'm sorry for having fun and singing along with the song and...
Well, let's just make up our own rules then.
That's a line in the song,
Hey, let's start singing Push It by Salt and Pepper because I was getting to the next line. God, I hate everything about you. There's only one way we can make this up.
Oh, no.
A big group version.
Are you going to suck on chili dogs?
Oh, God, no. Because every time we play that song, I get that stuck in my head all afternoon. Suck it on, chili dogs. Suck it on, chili dogs. All right, so if you don't get this next one right,
group round?
I'm storming out of the studio. And if you're in your car, if you're at work, wherever you're at, please join us. Kevin.
Hands.
Everybody, come on.
Touching hands.
Casey, get over here.
Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you. Times never seem so good.
So good! So good! So good!
There we go.
Woo, did we redeem ourselves?
Yes, much
better.
You
legit threw a stapler, dude.
I wanted to throw it at you.
Rob Kendall was injured on the chest.
Yeah, he stapled Rob in the forehead.
By the way, can I mention, like, I came in studio today, and I made a very classy genitalia joke, and everybody in the room laughed, but Rob.
Well, I'm sorry, I was pretty preoccupied. I was fighting with Jim Lucas on Facebook because he refuses to give us what the plan is for property taxes, and then, should I just read this correspondence? Would this be good?
Because I was literally concerned for your health, because you're normally the first one to laugh at a crank joke.
So this guy is obsessed with being on Facebook and people seeing him on Facebook.
Yeah, you said you were fighting with Jim Lucas. I thought we took his card away.
It's very
odd. The sun came up today,
too. So this is a legitimate post from a state representative who makes, I guess, between $60,000 and $70,000 a year.
And I've had you both in studio, and you guys have had debates in the past.
Roll call. Give a like if you can see my post and you like what I post. A sitting state representative begging people to like his post.
Trolling for likes.
Now, hold on for one moment. Maybe is he being shadow banned or something? Like, is that an issue? He's not begging for likes. Is he like, are you actually seeing this post?
Who cares? You're a state representative. Get to work. So I commented, I'd like to know what the plan is to fix skyrocketing property taxes and assessments. Can you post about that?
Did you get a reply?
Oh, yes. Listen to the reply.
Okay.
This is...
Okay.
Casey,
Yeah.
I've never been convicted of any crime. I've never been arrested for anything. All I do is show up and pay my taxes. I've posted several references to this, but you continue to wallow in intellectual dishonesty and ignore them. It's also sad and pathetic that you continually try to hijack my posts with this issue because you can't get any traction with it on your own Facebook page, #grifter. And I simply responded. I just said, no need to name call. What's the plan? Simply submitting a bill is not a plan. Mm. What? You asked people to comment and respond if they can see the post. So I responded, I can see the post, but I'd like to know what's happening with the property taxes.
He's off the rails. It's Rob Kendall.
Oh, my gosh. It's Friday. We've lost total control in the studio today.
Oh, it's anything could happen Friday today, kids. Put your big boy pants on.
I think we need to go back to that blood pressure conversation we were having earlier.
Rob Kendall's blood pressure right now is somewhere from like Volcano to Jim Irsay.
And somewhere Sam Kinison is going, well done, son.
Yes.
Well done.
Sam Kinison is telling you, dude, calm down.
Right.
What's not coming up this afternoon?
Say it! Say it! Ah! Abdul's going to take your calls. We've got Emma Jo Morris, Matt Barron, more.
Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.